14th parak, 5th of Kalim, 5th Mishnah. Hatam Shebagol. This is the flip side of the previous Mishnah. You can have the same setup of a yoke connecting some animals to a wagon, and it will be tor. Ha'oil hamatzupa. If the yoke itself is made out of wood and just plated with metal, knafay masuis lenoi. On the sides of the yoke, you have these protrusions that were sticking out, not to serve it, but just or to direct it, just for beauty. Shfeiferes hamashmias is a coil. This is some type of tubes that were there just to make some sound. Yeah. It's kind of rare that the main coal over here was just also, it wasn't really to make the coal, it was more for just a decoration, because we saw before that the bell that was used to get it, for a purpose to get it moving, was Mekabel Tumah. For Eva Shebetzat Savari Behema, there's a piece of lead that we put next to the Behema also for just for looks. Soiviv Shalgalgal, the wheel that was made of wood that had some metal metal plating around it. Once again, we said wood that's plated metal is not Mekabel Tumah. Tassim is some other also little pieces of wood that were. The Vatzipuyim, things that were coated with metal, a shakal, a masmeris, all the other masmeris, which were ones that are made for beauty, Torah. The kids are the ones, things that are made of metal and had a shimush or mekabel tumah, things that were made for noi, for just for good looks, or they were made out of wood, and the main purpose was wood, the main shimush was the wooden part of it, or Torah. Sandalei behemen shemateches tameim, horseshoes that are made of metal, or tameh, vishel sham. They made some type of rubber. Those are toha because it's like a kli eitz, which is not mekabel tumah unless it has a receptacle. Hasayif mimasa mekabel tumah. When does a sword mekabel tumah? Mishiyufenu. When you rub it down, vasaken mishiyachzenu. Mishiyachzenu. When you sharpen it. That was a knife. It's not mekabel tumah if it's not sharp because it has no use if it's not sharp.